If you had one gift left to give, where would you give it? What we do, who we pray for, and who we give to depends on who we know and what we know. I don't need to tell you that the world is changing very rapidly. The difficulty is that what we hear is filtered by newspapers and television and social media. Each day, it seems, the world is getting worse. We hear about bombings and suicide missions, religious fundamentalism and wars, tsunamis, and the list goes on. But as we see the world changing, we miss the trends of a world that is held by a creative and a loving God. As a boy, I loved missionary services, but today the issues are different. Back then, missionaries were from Europe and North America. Today, South Korea is the second largest sending country of missionaries in the world. Back then, missionaries were all white. Today, they're from Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Then, evangelicals were like country bumpkins. Today, in country after country, evangelical Christians are making enormous impact in their world. Then, communism ruled China and much of Eastern Europe. Then the Berlin Wall fell. Then the primary missionary message was for people to be saved. But today we also understand that Jesus deeply cares about the hurting and the suffering people of the world. Then we bought Jeeps for missionaries. Today we buy satellites to spread the gospel. My joy is to travel on your behalf around the world, representing some 600 million evangelical Christians. In some countries, they're a despised minority. In other places, making an enormous impact in the social structures of their land. Here is why I look forward in being with you, to have a conversation with you on the major trends that are affecting the world today. I pray that as we see the way the Spirit is moving across the globe, we will better understand how to pray, how to give, and how to develop strategies in this global mission. In the eyes of God, it matters that you understand, so that in praying and giving, your vision will give strength and boldness to the witness of the gospel right around our world.